Shir Kuf Gimel, Yom Hei, Parshas Pekudei.
Good. Shnaim chasumim al ashtar v'meisu v'bou shnaim min ashuk v'omru yodanu shekesav yodomu אבל הנוסים היו, קטנים היו, פסולאידוס היו, הרי אלו נאמונים. So this is the first din they have a pesha osa. שתיים חסום על השטר ומייסו, ובו שניים מן השוק ואומרו, ידענו שכסב יודמו, אבל הנוסים היו, קטנים היו, פסולאידוס היו, הרי אלו נאמונים. ואם יש עדים שכסב יודם יועצו מוקים אחר, הם שכסב יודמו זה, אוי שכסב יודם יועצו מוקים אחר משטר שקורא עליו ארור ואורזק בבייסדין, אין אלו נאמונים. So in the ratio that they have a migu, they're נאמונים, and the safer that they don't have a migu, they're not נאמונים. פרק די גמורה, so the mashma that they're not נאמונים. ומגבינן בי כשטורי מעליה, so you could use the star and collect money with the star? והמי תרי ותרי נינו. In the ratio they have a migu, they're נאמונים. And the safer, they're not neemonim, because the shtar is mekuyim. They're not neemonim, but sido edus that says that the edus shebeshtar is nishkin gute shtar. So it's a trei v'trei. So luchu, it's a trei v'trei. Omar Rav Sheishes, zeisemeres hakosh atchilas hazomoi, וכשם שאין מזים ממסעידים אלא בפניהם, כך אין מכחישים מסעידים אלא בפניהם. You can't accept הכחושס in the ratio they have a פשעוסה. When the safer you want to believe them, מדין הכחושה. You can't. כשם שאין מזים ממסעידים שלא בפניהם, כך אין מכחישים מסעידים שלא בפניהם. צמוד נזח. אומר לרב נחמן, אילו אבי כמונו מכחישן לו אבי הכחושה ולא אבי משביחינן ועודא אבי לאידוס מוכחשס השתה לליטנאיו דאילו אבי לכמון דיל מה ומוידי למהמני לשן הגמור אין נספשט אבל הגמור says even if you can't accept it clapi them or be clapi the dintere avada the person that is a shayla if he deserves to pay money or not avada sidor hakhoshe is a halacha you can't mezim the edim shaloi bifneyem. The Eidim can't get a punishment if the Azomah has Shaloi Bifneyim. That makes sense. Oh, but Klapi to collect the money? If it's a Akhosha Avada, you can't collect the money. Elo Omar Rab Nachman, Uke Trei Lebehad Etrei, Uke Moine Becheska Smore. Mila Nava Nirsa De Bar Shatya. What it says in the Sefer, that they're not Nehemonim, it means they're not Nehemonim, not the Pshat, that the Shtar is a good Shtar. They're not neemoni b'teras vaday, but the neemoni b'teras sofek, and misofek you can't collect the money. And the reisha, they believed in ganzen, because they have a migu. And the sefer, they not believed in ganzen. But si bleib trei v'trei, and you cannot collect money with the shtar. So what is the difference? In the reisha, you can't collect money in the shtar. And the sefer, you can't collect money in the shtar. So Rashi says, כשם שמזים מסעידים אלו בפניהם שערים בוים לחייבים כדי לאונשם אוי נפש אוי מומן ועתיר אום רבו אל בבולו ויובים על השטר ויעמד על שוירוי כך אין מכחישים אפילו לבעלי דוסון לא יהיה ומשגיחין אין בי בידי השטר ליגבוי סלפיה השטר דהיק לממר אלו אבי כמונה ומוידה הוא כמו מוידה בחסקס מורה בחסקס הלויבה ועם קרקע תעמידי הוא בחסקס המויכה ודקטוני בברייסה אין נאמונים לא ידע להב אשתורם מעל ילה מיגבי בי אלו דלוי קרינן לי ויתוף מידה והודה רוסי היי וטובה מן אלוהים מפקינו מן אלוהים אמרו כתרי ודתרי ומאינו מחסקס היכה דקוי So it's two parts So Rashi explains In the ratio they believed In the safer they not believe What do you mean they not believe? Not that they not believe in the star is good They not believe to tear the star Aber avada the star stays And if the other person will have the money will leave it So there steht in Rashi that betray, betray, tfis helps. It's a whole new noise. And betray, betray, what happens when you have betray, betray? You can chab the money, you can chab the money. This is another part of the sugi. Zogin all the meforshim, Rashi explains pshat, and the reisha they're neemonim. And the sefer, they're not neemonim. What is the pshat, they're not neemonim? Not that they're not neemonim, and the other person could go collect with the shtar. They're not neemonim to tear the shtar. if there would be belief that it's a nusim, you would take the shtar and you would tear it. Ain't a ne'emonim to tear it. You leave it, and the guy could do a tfisa. So in the ratio that there are ne'emonim, you tear the shtar. And the ratio you tear the shtar. And the sefer, they're not believed, so you don't tear the shtar. Klo? Fregen him eforshim. And the sefer understand. The shtar is mekuyim. Two einim come and say ktanim ve'anusim. Two Eidim come and say Ktanim ve'anusim. So what you do? The Shtar is Mekuyim. Two Eidim say Ktanim ve'anusim. We can't believe them. So we don't hear the Shtar. But you can't collect with the Shtar because two people say Ktanim ve'anusim. To believe them you can because the Shtar says that it's a good Shtar. And the Reisha, that they have a Migu, they believed. And what you do is Meduyek in Rashi that in the Reisha you tear the Shtar. Because Rashi says, "Einam ne'emonim b'diktoni bebraise, einam lo yidale evishtore me'al yele migbebei, elo delo yikarinen le." You don't tear it. So in the Reisha you tear it. So this is Shitas Rashi, Ran v'Rashbo, and the Meiri state, "Avada, you don't tear it in the Reisha. How you could tear it in the Reisha?" So what is the whole nafkivine? In the Reisha, tfisa doesn't help because they believed. And the safe is a trei v'trei, tfisa helps. Aber avada, you don't tear the shtar in the reisha. Hazeh steht in the Meiri. Avada, you don't tear the shtar in the reisha. Aber shitas Rashi, Ran and Rashbo, that in the reisha you tear the shtar. And here is the avoda kosher. Why to tear the shtar? Frank the shita yeshana, why to tear the shtar? What is their migu? What they will do? What is the migu in the reisha? Ibayish ask. What happens if a shtar is not mekuyim? What do you do with the shtar? You leave it till he finds kiyum. So why to tear the shtar now? How did we keep Neman and their migu more from what they would keep quiet? And the reisha, the migu, the shtar is not mekuyim. Ksav yodeinu avol anusim. Oh, we have a migu. We believe you. And you could not make the shtar. The safer you don't have a migu, it's a trei v'trei. The shtar says it's good, you say that it's not good. We can't tear it, we can't be goyve. And the reisha, you have a migu, you believe. What is the migu? The iba yeshaski. If the migu is the iba yeshaski, frek the shita yeshano, if they would keep quiet, you would also not tear the shtar. Why to tear the shtar now? Mecha teisa to tear the shtar. What?
Why is the car coming?
Because they will not be Mekayim the Shtar.
Why is the Namaz come from
Eidus?
They're coming
as Eidus. No, they can't come in Eidus. Came in Shiyuch, Magid. Even if they come in Eidus, the Shtar says Nishtase. Ksav Yodeinu Avalanus. Ain't Ksav Yodeinu Yodeinu Makimacher. So they have a Miku. Ari Be'etzim, now they say that the Shtar is a good Shtar. Now we know that the Shtar is a good Shtar. They say Ksav Yodom Avalanusim. So now the Shtar is a good Shtar. Ari the Shtar now is Mekuyim. So now we know that the shtar is a good shtar. I explain myself. And the reisha ain't ksav yodem yoytzim okim achir. Two eidim came and said, it's a good shtar. Aval anusim oyinu. Aval anusim oyu. Aval anusim oyu. Psule eidus oyu. And the sefer, the shtar is mikuyim. So in the sefer that the shtar is mikuyim, it's eidus brura. When it's eidus brura, so you can't tear the shtar because the two eidim say that it's good. You can't collect. Two eidim say that it's bad. And the reisha, they were also mekayim the shtar. They were mekayim the shtar. Now it's a good shtar. What is what they say about anusim? So we have to make up what they say anusim. Why they believe? Why it's not a trei v'trei? Because they have a migu. If what they would keep quiet. If they would keep quiet, what would happen? The shtar would also be not mekuyim. But you would never tear the shtar.
The
Mishnah
was only to take away from the fact that they said
Ksav Yodeinu.
But the
Mishnah said Ksav Yodeinu.
But they
said Ksav Yodeinu. So what is their koyach? They said, Migu can't be better from what if they will be quiet.
But they come to say
Eidus. What Eidus? To say what?
The
Shtar says not Anusim.
They're saying Anusim.
And the Shtar says that it's not Anusim. That. The shtar says that it's not anusim. So it's a trei v'trei.
No, it's not saying it's not.
Well, every shtar is made that he's not anusim.
It's not
but every shtar that says that it's not anusim. If every shtar says that they're not anusim, so now, like the sefer, shtar mikuyim. If someone else would be mikayim the shtar, it would be a good shtar. If someone else would be mikayim the shtar, it would be a good shtar. No goes. And then it would be trei v'trei. While they're the ones that are mekayim it, so they say, we could have not been mekayim it. So believe us, b'etzim, now we said that it's a good shtar, so now we are trei v'trei. So believe us, because we could have kept quiet. We could have kept quiet. If you had kept quiet, it would also be only a shtar shein mekuyim. So how the migu could give me more koya? So we have two terutzim here. It's very interesting. The Shita Yeshono answers, shout out what he means, Abul Chudas is his kavanah. Says like this. Tesis are explained before that when they say Ksav Yadena Aval Anusim Lechoshiv Kiyum Klal. Say? Lechoshiv Kiyum Klal. Shtar She'enoi Mekuyam, if Eidim HaMakhi Shtar She'enoi Mekuyam, the Eidim HaBelieved. Eidim against the Shtar, it's Trei V'Trei. Eidim against a shtar she'ein mekuyem, the Eidim win. So b'meile, while they're saying Ksav Yodeinu Aval Anusim, so lechoshiv kiyum, shtar she'ein mekuyem, Eidim I believe. Eidim, he said, lo yitzur, two separate Eidim will come on a shtar she'ein mekuyem. And they will say, b'zeh anusach, the Nesiva says, ein anu yodim im zeh Ksav Yodam anat. But we don't recognize, but remember that was a guy with a gun trying to ask people to sign. We don't know if they signed in the end or not. But Reuven and Shimon were standing there the whole day, and it was a guy with a gun forcing them to sign. We don't know. Could be in the end they didn't sign, they were tzaddikim, and he was Mizayev de Chasimis. Kenzai was Mizayev de Chasimis. But we know for sure that he was an onus. Everything what he did in that day was a force. Zog den Esivis, lefid eshidim mekubetzes, avade de beliv, beteras vada. Shtar she'enu mekuyim, eidim ne'amonim against a shtar she'enu mekuyim. And it's a chidush. Because kiyum shtores is the rabbonon. Arim yidei rai says kimi shenech kiro. And rabbonon said you need a kiyum. Because when you don't have a kiyum, you can't collect when you don't hear it. Aber Chazal said it has a gedder of shtar she'ino mekuyim and eidim I believed. And it's amod nezach. It's amod nezach. Ari, if we would not hear it, and tomorrow eidim will become and be mekayim it, so lemafreya it's mekuyim, and lemafreya you are not nemon. But now that it's not mekuyim, I'm relying on the eidim. Azei zog the shita yeshono, when Azei the nesives brings him down and memvov, Sivkot and Chof Aleph, he brings them down. Zog the Nesives, the Shach says a different teretz. You know why we tear it? What you want not to tear it? What you will gain if you will not tear it? What you will gain? If Eidim will come tomorrow and they will say, well, Ksav Yodeinu, so what you will do then? You will collect or not? If Eidim will come tomorrow and say, Ksav Yodeinu, we know to recognize the Ksav Yad. You could collect? You could collect or not? No! Two Eidim say Anusim are you? Trei v'trei. A minute.
We say that we weren't honest.
Not we, again. It's true. A minute. We have the case of the Braise. Shtayim achasumim al ashtar v'meisu. Ve'bo shnayim achayim v'omu ksav yodemu aval anisim are you? Ne'emonim. The Sefer state, in Ksav Yodem Yotzim Mekumacher, ein Ne'emonim, trei v'trei. Es meduyek in Rashi, dan de Reisha, de Ne'emonim, and the Tir, the Shtar. And as they zog, the Ran and the Rashbo. The Meir says, no, avad, you don't hear the Shtar. The whole Migu is, that he could have said, that it's not, they don't recognize the Ksav Yad. And then you will also not hear the Shtar. And also you will not hear the Shtar. Rashi and the Ran and the Rashbo is meduyek, you will hear the Shtar. Zay mashma ne'mar sho, in Yitches Amud Bey, that you will hear the Shtar. Shaila is, why you will hear the Shtar? Why you will tear the shtar? It can't be better from the migu. This is the kasha. Zog the Nesivis, we have two terutzim. Shita mekubetzes and shach. And we'll see in a second, the Nesivis has a beautiful nafkimina la'aloche in between them. The Shita mekubetzes says, while I said ksav yodeinu aval anusim, I was never mekayim it. If I say that I was never mekayem it against the shtar sheinu mekuyem, I have a koyach eidus now. I have a koyach eidus. I'm saying that they are nusin. So I'm neman b'teras vada. The shach says no balabatish. What do you want? I will not hear it. And what will happen? Maybe now I have a, tomorrow will come eidim and will mekayem it. And if the eidim will mekayem it, what you will do then? You can't be goyve. To betray, betray. And then, if a guy will make a tfise, we don't leave a shtar for maybe that'll be a matzav of suffolk and a person could make a tfise.
But
Edom
can come and
parcel them. No, the Alam every time when Edom say Edus, maybe someone will parcel them. We don't have to be choshish to that. Someone could parcel the Edom from a shtar also. We're not choshish that someone will parcel someone. Now we don't have to be choshish that someone will parcel someone. So again, on a mitzad, now we have a klore eidus. Only because even if eidim will come, what will happen? It will be a suffix. It will be a trei v'trei. Zog de nesives, nafkemin el aloche, and the mishneh. What would be if not the eidim meisu? Shtayim achasumim al ashtar, vebohu hem atzmom, veomru, ksav yodeinu aval anusim oinu. You tear the shtar, you don't tear the shtar. Shtayim achasumim al ashtar themselves, and they come to Beis Din and they say, "Ksav yodeinu, aval anusim oinu, psuleinu soinu, ktanim oinu." What you do then? You tear the shtar, or you don't tear the shtar. Zog terase. If you learn that now they neman because the shtar is not mekuyem, so they neman. The Nemo. Now the Nemo. There's no Shtar Mekuyim. The Nemo. Oh, but if you learn Pshat, because even if tomorrow someone will be Mekayim it, you can't be Goyve. Here it's not true. If someone else is Mekayim it, they're Chayzer Magid. And they're not Nemo at all. To not be a Trey V'Trey. If it's the same Eidim saying, Ksav Yodeinu Aval Anusim. The same Eidim saying, Ksav Yodeinu Aval Anusim. So if the pshat is mitzad that now they have a name monos because the shtar is not mekuyim, even by the same edim, now they have a name monos because the shtar is not mekuyim. Masha'enken, if the reason we tear it because even if you be mekayim it, it'll be a trei v'trei. Zog the nesivas, this is only by different edim. But when it's the edim themselves, lo yitzir someone mekayim it, they will not have a migu, they will not be a trei v'trei because the chayz of a magin, the man they will not be believed. Zeh zog de nesivas. Om no mashite kosav, ashach kosav mitzad, de av shei kemu lo yavi rak trei v'trei, mishumochim karinen lei. Aval ashite kosav that it's not nehemones, v'im ken efshor gam beidim atzmom karinen lei. And the ma'aseh tzvei meduyek in Shulchan Aruch, and simen memvov seif lamed zayin in Shulchan Aruch. It says shnayim achasuim al ashtar v'meisu ve'ein ksav yodem yoytzem o kimachir bo shtayim v'omru ksav yodem hu ktanim oyu psuleinu seyu hareilu ne'emonim ve'koyirim es ashtar ve'koyirim es ashtar like Rashi and the Ran and the Rashbo. Says Elohim Ken, he says he wants a couple hours, a couple days, so man, we let him. Because you have to understand, if you tear the shtar, he never could be Mekayim it anymore. Because no one could recognize the signatures anymore. And the minute that we tear it, it will never have a kiyum anymore. It will never have a kiyum anymore. Masha'eng and the Ramah brings down, v'im eng sav yodem yoytze, v'bo shnayim v'omru zek sav yodeinu, aval anusim oinu psuleinu seinu. So the Ramo says, "Aval ha'edim she'adayim chayim." And they say, "Ksav yodeinu aval anusim." Eidim shen ksav yodem yoytzem okimacher ve'omru ksav yodeinu ze. Vorim mitoch kidei dibur anusim machmas nefoshes ktanim psule eidus einu. Hare eilu ne'emonim. But he doesn't say the loshen ve'koyrim es hashtar. The Torah says, this is the chilu. This is the chilu ktake. If you learn pshat that is a ne'emones mitzad kshtar she'einu mikuyem, you ne'emon to pasel it, so here also you ne'emon to pasel it. And if you learn pshat, that be'etzem, you don't have a ne'emones more from the migu, just the pshat is that even if you be mekayim it in the end, it'll be a trei v'trei, so Chazal didn't leave it for a kiyum, but maybe this is only by two separate edim, by the edim themselves, you're not ne'emon. What? Ksav yonim yetzim kemacha. That's the aloch, this is the whole sugya yudchesam utbeis. No. If in the end you mekayim lemafriya, it's called choyzer v'magid. This is much. Das steht in the whole sugya yudchesam utbeis. Zir kaim ushtoraychu. So, mikol mekoyim, shitas all of the rishonim, that ksav yodam yoytze mimokim acher, the two other edim are not believed, aber trei v'trei, en ksav yodam yoytze mimokim acher, they believed. Now what is the pshat they believed? Other that you tear the shtar, other that tfisa doesn't help, other that tfisa doesn't help. So again, ksav yodam yoytze mimokim acher, if it's two edim fakelt, you can't be goyve, but for sure you don't hear the shtar. So the other two edim are believed, other they believe completely that you could hear the shtar. Other the shtar you don't hear, but they believe completely that you cannot make a tfisa. But the ksav yodam yoytzim imokim acher, it's a trei v'trei. Ksav yodam yoytzim imokim acher, it's a trei v'trei. This is Shittas HaRishayim in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam has a new Shitta here. The Rambam learns in Hilchos Eidus that Rab Nachman is Choylek and the Braise. Rab Nachman is Choylek and the Braise. And Rab Nachman learns, the Rambam says as a Perek Zayim Hilchos Eidus, שניים שיוחסו ממעל השטר ומייסו ובואו שניים ואומרו כסב יודום הוא זה אבל הנוסים היו קטנים היו פסולאינוס היו אף על פי שיש אינם אחרים שזה כסב יודום אוי שאו כסב יודום יועצו מוקים אחר הרי זה לא נסקיים The Rambam learned Nishtok in Rab Nachman. And I want to explain because this is Nagiyah that we later want to go to the Sugi of Trei V'Trei. If you all the Rishonim Rab Nachman said in Maskon, if you have a Shtar Mekuyim and two Eidim say that it's not good, it's a Trei V'Trei. So what happens if it's a Trei V'Trei? You can't collect. While it's a Trei V'Trei, you can't collect. And the Reisha also you can't collect. What is the difference? Aber in der Reiche, chutzim tir de shtar. In der Reiche, you can't collect. And if the guy chaps, you have to give him back. And the safer you can't collect. But tfisa helps. Right, this is what Rashi explained. Rab Nachman, Ari de Breise said, Ksav yodem yoytzim okumacher, ein eilu ne'emonim. What is ein eilu ne'emonim? So Rashi, we don't believe the second one is to tir de shtar, and you can't collect. The Reiche also you can't collect. But the reisha, the pshat is the shtar is posul, or the yutirim, or the not. And even if the guy makes a tfisa, it doesn't help. But she'enkin in the sefer, if the guy will do a tfisa, it will help. This is the way Rashi is explaining the reisha and the sefer. Rashi took it to the next step. In the sefer, you don't tear it, and the reisha, you even could tear it. It's not a chidush. Lama zogin that chidush is not emes. Lama zogin you can't tear it. But the chiluk is, if someone will ask you, when you have a trei v'trei, I owe money and I don't owe money. I don't have to pay. If I made a tfisa, it helps or it doesn't help? The Firashi is mevur in the sugi here that it helps. And why Rashi, again, why Rashi has to be moitzi from the sugi that tfisa helps? Because if tfisa doesn't help, So they're not believed in the Sefer, but Tfisa doesn't help, and you don't hear the Shtar, just they're not believed. And in the Reisha, they also not believe. So what is the difference between Reisha and Sefer? And Reisha, they not believe you can't collect with the Shtar. And the Sefer, they not believe, but you can't collect with the Shtar. So in the Reisha, they believe that you can't collect in the Shtar. And the Sefer, they not believe, and you also can't collect in the Shtar. So what it means that they not believe? The Teretz is, and the Reisha, they believe, meaning to say that if the guy made a Tfisa, he has to give it back. And the Sefer, it's a trei v'trei. And the Mele, if you made a Tfisa, they're not believed, and you could leave it by you. Val is a trei v'trei, Tfisa helps. The Rambam learns in Ishtoaz HaGemor. And Rab Nachman learns that there's no Reisha v'Sefer. The Rambam is not Mechalek Ksav Yodam Yoitze or Eng Ksav Yodam Yoitze. If Adim signed in the Shtar and two people say that the Psulim, say if it's Yoitze, say if it's not Yoitze, you can collect no money and no Tfisa helps. Why? Not because Tfisa doesn't help in Trei V'Trei. When you have a Trei V'Trei, you will not Yoitze the Aloha of Kiyum. And in Shtar She'enu Mikuyim, Chazal say you can't make a Tfisa. The Rambam learned, Rab Nachman was Mechadish B'Yuchis Kiyum. Loshon HaRambam. Harei ze lo niskayim. B'meile, you can't collect. And the Rambam learns, Rimi Gash explains, the Rambam learns that it's a machlekes reisha v'seife. It's a machlekes reisha v'seife. I'm sorry, we learn the machlekes reisha v'seife. The Rimi Gash learns, Rav Nachman is choylek on the braisa. And Rav Nachman holds that there's no difference if ksav yodam yoitze or eino yoitze, and both of them tfisa doesn't help. And in both of them, we don't hear the shtar. Now the word is, it's a trei v'trei, and a trei v'trei is a shtar she'enu mikuyim. If it's a shtar she'enu mikuyim, b'meila you can't collect money with a shtar. So what is yoytze to us, if we want to take it later to the hemshech, if the sugi of tfisa helps welcome trei v'trei. For all of the rishonim, but the Rashi and the Rashbo and the Ran is yoytze and the sugi, b'mokim trei v'trei, tfisa has to help. I'm explaining again, I'll be more the loshen. Two say that it's a good shtar, two say that it's not a good shtar. Ain't on them money to say that it's not good. Well, I mean, well, the mice you can't collect. But ain't on them money that if I catched, if I made a tfisa, you don't take it out of my hands. Ain't on them money to take it out of my hands. So tfisa helps. And the ratio, the name on him, that I have to give it back to him. So we're going to get the tfisa. Or the legabi the kriyas hashtar. And the reisha the ne'emonim, I have to give it back, and the sefer tfisa helps. But for the Rambam, there's no reisha v'sefer, zog the Rimigash. Ben ksav yodem yoitze, ben ksav yodem yoitze, lemaise loy niskayim hashtar, and b'meile you can't collect money. So b'terasvada you can't collect money. There's no sugi here. Now, tfisa helps, betray, betray or not, this will, now we'll see shas. Now we'll see machlegesi. But Rashi and all the Rishonim had a problem that is a sugi here. That is a sugi here. And Rimi Gash says, the Rambam learns, Rav Nachman is choylik in the Brais. The Rambam is choylik in the Brais. Aye, you will ask Akasha, in the Mishnah Yudchesem Udbeis state klor, that in the Reisha they believe. Here you could say that he's choylik in the Brais. And the Mishnah Yudchesem Udbeis state that they believe. The Teretz is dear, it's the Eidim themselves. So while it's the Eidim themselves, and Betoichke the Dibur, they say Anusim, they have a koyach to be Choyzer and Magid, and to raise the first Eidim. This is Loshon HaRambam in Paragimel, or Eidim Atzmom, Shomu Ksav Yodena Vel Anusim, Im Eng Ksav Yodem Yoitze, Arei Ze Nisbat El Ashtar. Arei Ze Nisbat El Ashtar. So the Rambam knew that they believed in Gantz. The Rambam in Paragimel. Eidim Achsim El Ashtar. The Eng Ksav Yodem Yoitze Mokim Macher, Hareilu Ne'emonim V'Yivat El Ashtar. So in our Mishnah is V'Yivat El Ashtar Take, when they have a Migu. But Mikol Mokoyim, this Chelek is Yoitze. This Chelek is Yoitze in the Rambam. So I'm saying, I want to be mind in the Sugi that we could, from here to go weiter to this Chelek. We have the Sugi, Be'etzem, if Tfisa helps, V'mokim Trei V'Trei. It's a big noise here in the Teisim and the Rashi. If Tfisa helps, the Mokim Trei V'Trei. So lefi rishonim is a gemara that tfisa held for makim trei v'trei, and lefi the Rambam and the Rimigash is no sugi by us if tfisa held for makim trei v'trei. There's no sugi by us if tfisa held for makim trei v'trei. Our trei v'trei make that the shtar is nishkin shtar mikuyim, and if it's not a shtar mikuyim, the mele tfisa helps. And the mele tfisa doesn't help, but not because tfisa doesn't help in makim trei v'trei. You can't be going. So Rab Nachman Bichlal didn't come to say that Tfisa helps v'mokim trei v'trei. This is the machlekes harishoni. And now we have to be mevarer weiter as the second chelik of the sugya. If takeh v'mokim trei v'trei, Tfisa helps, or Tfisa doesn't help. Lefi the Rambam we don't have a sugya, and lefi Rashi and the Rishonim we have a gemore that v'mokim trei v'trei Tfisa helps. The halacha, the last sif in Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, Yom Yudalet v'tesvov sheba'odo rishoin ein noiflim apayim. אבל שאר דבורים אין נויגים בו. שאר דבורים אין נויגים אין פורים קוטן. ורמו בינגסדאר, יש אומרים שחייב להרביס במשתה ושמחו ביודלת שבדעוד או רישי. ואין נויגים כן. ואין נויגים כן. So the first sheet that brings down that is a minig leharbe is b'mishte v'simcha b'yudalet sheba'od orishoy, and the Ramos says ve'en noyagim ken. U'mikol mukim yarbe b'seudo kedei lotzes yedei machmirim v'toiv leiv mishte tomi. This is the last words of the Ramos and Orachaim chaylek ha'em Shulchan Aruch Orachaim. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramos brings down a machlekes. Yeshayim brings that is a chiyuv leharbe is b'seudo. Zochiv leharbis besuuda and Purim Koten. Zochiv leharbis besuuda and Purim Koten. The Ramah brings down that the minig is natu. Aber yar biktzas besuuda kedei lotzis yedei machmirim v'toiv leiv mishtetom. So the Mishnah Berurah already. So what is the words v'toiv leiv mishtetom? Yes, Oimrim that you have to be marbe besuuda. Yes, Oimrim that you don't have to be marbe besuuda. Meikar adin you don't have to. Kidai to be married with Suda with Purim Koten. The Toiv Leiv Mishne Tomit. Shabbos says, it means, first of all, to finish the Shulchan Aruch with nice words, the Toiv Leiv Mishne Tomit. Shabbos, if you make a Shvach Voidoe, if you make a Shvach Voidoe to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Nes, so Toiv Leiv Mishne Tomit is all and all good to Leharo is Shvach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Toiv Leiv Mishne Tomit, what is the Shaykhs? So as a sefer Likutei Rab Kivei Eiger al Teire, Likutei Rab Kivei Eiger al Teire, Rab Kivei Eiger brings down, V'nirali al pi divrei ha-teisus b'megila. Teisus b'megila says, what is the shaila if you have to be marbe b'simcha b'purim koten or not? Says in the Loshen HaMishneh is mashma that you have to. Ein ben odor rishon lo odor sheini elo mikro megilo. Zogteises is mashma that you have to be marbe besimcha. Zogteises, but in muchach in the Gemara did that you don't have to. Teis makes a chershman in the Gemara in Megile, but avada you don't have to. So it comes out that in the Mishneh is mashma that you have to, and in the Gemara is mashma you don't have to. Zog Reb Kivei Eiger, yodua ma she'omru chazal besanhedrin. Kol yemei oni roim elu bale talmud. Toiv lev mishne tomid elu bale mishne. Kol yemei oni roim elu bale talmud. The chefze of talmud is you work hard, it's shver, you have a kash, you have a teretz, you're working hard. This is kol yemei oni roim elu yemei de talmud. Talmud is meant that it's hard. It's not gishmak sometimes and it's hard. This is bale talmud. Kol yemei oni roim. People that is Gishma, Malim Mishneh, learn quick, yeah? These are the people that Toiv lehem mishne tom, itzehu bali mishne. This is the Gemara. So zog the Ramah, zog the Pkivei Eiger. So it comes out that lefi the mishne, it's meduyek that you have to be marbe besimcha. Lefi the Gemara is mashma that you don't have to be marbe besimcha. So the Ramo finished, V'toiv leiv mishne tomid means to be yoytze the mishne. This is Rav Kivei Eiger. The Magia here is Mitzayin, that Be'etzim is the Taz. Ba'agoas Tashbetz, Yesh leharbois, Rabbeinu Achil miParis, Rogi leharbois, V'la'aziv neodom kemashmois loshen ha-mishne. Ein ben odo rishay. V'shapir mesayim ha-Ramo, V'toiv leiv mishne tomid. That's what the Taz means. שרבי יחיא מפריז אומר כמשמו את המשנה וזהו שסיים הרמו וטויב להם משנה תומי אבל it's not the פשעת that the משנה is חולק and the גמור חס ושלם but what is the פשעת? The גמור says כל ימי עוני רואים אילו בעלי תלמוד וטויב להם משנה תומי אילו בעלי משנה פשעת the תלמוד the גמור says ההולכים בחושך רואו הירגודם Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's schwer. This is Talmud Bavli. Ha'olchim b'choshech ro'u ergodl, zehu Talmud Bavli. Bali Mishne, it's gishmak, it's leicht. Gemara also, lemaise, ha'olchim b'choshech ro'u ergodl. After you work hard in the Talmud, in the end you get the most gishmak. You get the most choshech. The most gishmak comes out of the sugya. After you work hard, then the most gishmak comes out. And then they see our God. Bali Mishnes. They don't work so hard, everything is easy. They don't have the mamakim. And the Megillah and Purim, the Chiyuv Megillah is you read the story, how it's sad, you know, sometimes the Kalim and Kalim Shoinim, you remember Eicha. And then in the end of the Megillah, it's when Apoichu, it becomes Gishmak. This is Be'etzim, the Avoid of Megillah Sesta. Then you come to Adela Yoda, then you forget that, you just mamish someach. Purim Rishon, the halacha is, ain't be mikro, Odo Rishon, Odo Sheni, le mikro Megillah. Odo Rishon is not Mechayev, Odom. It's not Mechayev mikro Megillah. But Ravade, the chelik from Purim, Ravade, like in Talmud, is a Gemara says, Sido Bale Mishon, Sido Bale Gemara. Now, both avoiders in life, a person has to have. Mitzad Lechon, he has to have the Mishnayos, to know the Piska Alochas, to know the Teire. Mitzad Sheini, he has to Oymel and Gemore. There's two halokim in the Iker Avoido. Or the Rishon doesn't have the Mikro Megillo. It doesn't have that Chelek that you have to go over the whole story and to get to what happened and then. But the Chelek of the Mishnah, the Tuitzor, that Lemaisei Goalonu, what we call it Purim Kotten, this is a valid deer. So this is the pshat. Mashmoyes ha-mishne sido. Mashmoyes ha-gimorei nishto. The two pchines ha-emes. I'm just explaining Rav Kivei Eiger. The two pchines ha-emes. Mitzad lechol is a pchine from toiv lev mishne tomid. And mitzad sheini is yimei oni roi. Eilu balei talmud. Eilu balei talmud. So two zachen. First, I want to ask Hashem that we'll finish the sugya here. I think we'll take us mistam another couple days. Trei v'trei, kiyum shtores. Hope to finish it till the end of next week. Bochus yoisa, and then we could start the sugas and brikas chasanim. I will start it earlier, but then I don't think that I have negias. So, remele, if I get like this, we could have a good 3 weeks that we could learn the sugya mitchila v'atzoyf. Now here's Poshet Mamesh, this is the light of Chelik of Shtores, you know. Trei v'trei, Kiyum Shtores, Eidu Shebishtar. So to finish it next week, Be'ez Hashem, and then we can start Birkas Chasani. And the second thing, I'm talking, you know, Toiv Lev Mishte Tomit. I said it before, that Alamol, you know, maybe I was Apikoyres, but I'm saying Argoshe. That you know, a person makes a simcha, that's Hashem, everyone does Hashem with Zeichem. But you know, Alamol, a person thinks, you know, he has an argument with someone learning in Ashkofa, he thinks that he's klug. Yana doesn't have, you know. You never know, you know, maybe when you'll be there, your things will look different, yeah? What you see from here doesn't look from there, as if the belt's on, Alamol, yeah? So I'm saying, Baruch Hashem, you know, I went to so much Lochim's chasenis. But the Maisa, when a person makes a simcha on his own, it feels very, very toiv leiv mishne tomi. You know, it's a mishundik a simcha, mishundik a tirde. And I didn't realize, you know, Alamol. Person doesn't realize till he gets. So the person has to learn Alamol to dan the other person. But I really want to appreciate, and I'm saying again, well, a person makes a simcha state that in Purim you have to have people together in the Suda. Why? A person can't be happy on his own. Some people can do it sometimes, and then but in Aloche, it's not as a Aloche to go to Mesameach sick people. It's not, man. Then as Dorim, it's not as a Aloche in the middle of the story. Chosn Kal is a Aloche, but in Talmud Teire, Lachnos as Chosn Kal. And the Pella is Punk Vakel. These Nebach kids need it much more. Yeah? Aloche is not as it. Aloche is Simchas Chosn Kal. What I'm saying is, I'm really saying a feeling that the feeling to get from everyone that they feel that they're part of the Simcha is a very nice feeling, and I really very touched, and I really feel appreciated. But Be'ez Hashem, you know, it's not enough to feel it. Hopefully tonight we'll see it before you, Be'ez Hashem.